with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made up your soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Okay, let's get into it. You've brought us basically a blueprint for anyone trying to navigate the Austin SEO market in 2025. And it is, well, it's a crowded and really competitive world out there.
It absolutely is. I mean, the whole mission here, if you're a business owner in Central Texas, is figuring out how to tell the difference between an agency that just makes big promises and one that, you know, actually has the local smarts to grow your revenue.
And the guide gets right to it. It sets up three key criteria: local expertise, transparent reporting, and most importantly, strategies that actually work.
Exactly. Because being on page one isn't the whole game anymore. It's really about getting ready for how search is evolving.
Which brings us to what I thought was the most fascinating part of the source material. It's this idea of LLM seeding and AI search optimization, AIO.
Precisely. This is the big differentiator right now.
Yeah.
The best Austin agencies are already shifting their focus here.
So we're not just optimizing for Google's 10 blue links anymore. We're optimizing for ChatGPT, for Gemini, for Google's own AI overviews. It feels like we're trying to position a business to be the answer an AI gives.
That's a great way to put it. It's a huge pivot. Think of it less like, you know, casting a wide net for keywords and more like preparing a perfectly structured a nutritious meal for an intelligent system.
So the AI just finds it, understands it, and serves it up.
Yes. You're building content that is structurally undeniable.
Okay. But you can't build that AI-ready skyscraper on a shaky foundation. The guide lays out these five core services, and it's clear you need all of them working together.
That holistic approach is it's non-negotiable. And it has to start with the absolute bedrock for any Austin business: local SEO and map pack optimization.
That little map with the three businesses at the top of the search results.
That's the one. In a city where your customer might be just a few blocks away, being in that map pack is everything.
And that starts with your Google Business Profile, the GBP.
Absolutely, that's ground zero. But it's more than just, you know, having the right address. It's about building citations, getting listed correctly on Yelp, the Austin Chamber of Commerce.
But those local directories.
Right, and actively managing your customer reviews. Google uses those reviews as a huge signal for trust and local relevance. If you ignore your GBP, you're basically invisible in the 512 area code.
I've seen so many businesses pour money into beautiful content and then just nothing happens, which usually means they skipped service number two.
The technical audits and site speed fixes.
The plumbing of the website.
Exactly. If the plumbing is broken, nothing flows. It doesn't matter how great your content is if a search engine can't crawl or index your site properly.
And we're talking about things like slow page loads, broken links, mobile usability.
And especially those core web vitals.
Mm-hmm.
Google's metrics for, you know, loading speed, how interactive a page is, and if it's visually stable.
Which sounds technical, but it has a real world impact for you, the listener, right?
A huge one. I mean, think about it. You're downtown. You're trying to look up a restaurant's menu on your phone. If the page takes 5 seconds to load, or the buttons jump around as you try to tap them,
you're gone. You're on to the next one.
Right. And Google sees that user frustration, and it penalizes the site. So a good agency in Austin is going to treat Core Web Vitals as an absolute top priority.
Okay, so once the plumbing's fixed, then we can get to the fun stuff. Service number three: content strategy and blogging.
And for Austin, this has to be super targeted. You need content that answers questions specific to people living in Central Texas.
So not just generic articles.
No, not at all. It needs to align with, say, local events, seasonal trends. Maybe it's an article about the best time to service your AC unit before the summer hits, or something explaining new zoning laws in Travis County. You become the local authority.
And how do you prove that authority to Google?
That brings us to number four: link building and digital PR.
Ah, backlinks. Still so important.
They're a massive ranking factor. But the guide is really clear on this. It is quality over quantity. One single link from, say, the Austin American Statesman.
Or a partnership with UT Austin or something.
Exactly. That one link is worth more than 100 links from random spammy directories. And that's where local agencies have a huge edge.
Which brings us full circle. Back to that fifth, most forward-thinking service, LLM seeding, and AI-driven search. We talked about the what, but how exactly do you seed content for an AI?
It's all about highly structured data. So agencies are using things like specific schema markup, creating these incredibly comprehensive FAQ pages, and building out informational hubs that cover an entire topic, not just one little question.
So you're making it as easy as possible for the AI to understand.
You're making it easy to consume, to verify, and to summarize. When your information is presented that clearly, you massively increase the chances that a tool like Gemini or Claude will pull your data and credit your brand in its answer.
So it's less about trying to trick an algorithm and more about designing for pure clarity.
Exactly. You are essentially building a brand that is AI approved.
All of this expertise, it leads right into our next question, the Austin advantage. Why bother hiring a local agency for this instead of, you know, a cheaper national company or a team overseas?
It really comes down to on the ground, actionable intelligence. A national agency understands SEO. A local Austin agency understands Austin SEO.
They know the specific consumer behaviors.
Right. They know how things change with the seasons, with the geography, with the culture here.
The guide had some great examples of that.
It did. Take something like South by Southwest. A local agency knows how to prep a hotel's website for that massive spike in mobile searches downtown. Not just for hotels, but for things like temporary hours or pop-up event schedules. A national team wouldn't even think of that.
Or even an Austin FC game, knowing how that impacts traffic and searches for, say, restaurants around the stadium.
Exactly. And, you know, even more important is understanding the residential growth. The source mentions places like Leander, Bee Caves, Round Rock.
They're exploding.
They are. And a local agency sees search volume for keywords in those areas changing in real time. They can adjust your geo-targeting to capture that new market before a national firm even knows the demographics have shifted.
That local knowledge feels like a superpower. And it's not just about data, is it? It's about connections.
Right. The source points to two huge non-data benefits. The first is just practical, communication and support. You're in the same time zone.
Which matters when a big Google update drops at 9 a.m. and your traffic tanks.
You need your team on it immediately. You can't wait 12 hours for someone overseas to wake up.
And the second thing.
That local backlink and partnership access. We just said how critical quality backlinks are. Local agencies have relationships with Austin bloggers, with news outlets, with community groups.
They know who to call at the Austin Chronicle.
They do. They know which neighborhood festivals have sponsorship opportunities that come with a really high quality, relevant backlink. A national firm just doesn't have that playbook.
Okay, so once you're sold on going local, you have to actually evaluate these agencies. The guide gives a really useful 5-point checklist for when you're interviewing a potential partner.
And it's designed to get you past the sales pitch.
Now,
first up, transparent client reviews. And don't just look for quotes that say they were great.
You want specifics.
You want hard numbers, traffic increases, revenue impact, and, you know, look for consistency over time, not just a 1-month spike.
Criterion 2 is my favorite. It's the ultimate credibility test, local search performance data.
It's so simple. Does the agency rank its own website in Austin?
Yeah.
Do they practice what they preach?
If they can't do it for themselves.
How can they possibly do it for you? It's a massive red flag if they don't show up for their own services.
Number 3 is about finding the right fit. Service breadth versus specialization.
Right. You have some agencies that do it all, SEO, paid ads, social media. Then you have specialists who just live and breathe SEO.
And you have to decide what your business needs more, convenience or deep specialized expertise.
It's a trade-off for sure. Then number 4 is just basic business sense, pricing transparency. They should be able to clearly explain their pricing, what you get for it, and the contract terms. No hidden fees.
And number 5 brings us back to the future. Innovation in AI and voice search.
You have to ask them directly. What is your strategy for AIO and LLM seeding? Are you preparing my business for what's next? Or are you still fighting yesterday's battles?
That one question tells you if they're a forward-thinking partner or not.
It tells you everything.
Okay, let's talk about the money, because that's where this gets real for a lot of people. The guide breaks down some typical pricing tiers for Austin SEO.
Yeah, setting budget expectations is crucial. At the low end, you have the startup package, which is usually under $1,000 a month.
Okay, and who is that for?
It's really for a brand new business, or maybe a company in a very, very low competition niche. You'll get some basic GVP work, but not a lot of content or link building. Growth will be slow.
Then you have the next level up, the growth package. The guide says this is $1,000 to $3,000 a month.
This is the sweet spot for most established Austin businesses. And what pushes you from, say, 1,000 toward 3,000 is really the aggressiveness.
More content, more link building.
A lot more. Mm. At that higher end, you're getting regular, high-quality content, ongoing technical fixes, and a really dedicated link building campaign. And you should start seeing real results in maybe 3 to 6 months.
And at the very top, you've got the enterprise package, $3,000 a month and up.
This is for businesses trying to compete with major national brands here in Austin. Think large tech companies, regional healthcare systems. It's a full-service custom strategy with dedicated management.
But no matter which tier you're in, we have to be realistic about the timeline. This is not an overnight fix.
It is the furthest thing from it. The source is clear. A positive return on investment usually takes 6 to 12 months. And that depends a lot on your competition and the state of your website when you start. If it's a technical mess, the first few months are just cleanup.
SEO is a marathon, not a sprint.
It really is. Mm-hmm. The best agencies will be honest about that from day one.
So to make this idea of specialization more concrete for you, the listener, let's just spotlight a few of the agencies from the guide to show how different focuses match different business needs.
Yeah, this is a great way to think about it. Let's start with Austin Code Monkey, which was ranked number one. Their real strength is in those emerging technologies we talked about. LLM seeding. Voice search.
So if you want to be on the cutting edge and future-proof your business, especially in those growing suburbs like Round Rock or Leander, they're your pick.
Exactly. Now, contrast that with Geek-Powered Studios. Their specialty is technical complexity, web development, deep technical SEO, site speed.
So if you have a big, messy e-commerce site that's slow and clunky, they're the ones you call to fix the engine.
Precisely. Then you have someone like Big Gorilla Design. Mm. They're perfect for creative businesses where your brand's visual identity is just as important as your ranking. They blend the SEO with really strong design.
And lastly, a firm like Propelic.
Propelic is all about enterprise-level technical SEO. Yeah. So think large, complex site migrations or even international SEO. They manage huge projects where the risk of getting it wrong is massive.
So the takeaway is that the best agency isn't just who's number one on a list. It's about whose specialty solves your specific problem.
That's it, exactly.
So after all this, what are the key things you, the listener, need to remember as you start this process?
I think it boils down to three things. First, technical capability. Mm-hmm. Can they absolutely nail your core web vitals? Second, real local leverage. Do they have the connections to get you powerful local backlinks?
And the third?
Their plan for the future. Are they actively talking about and implementing AIO and LLM seeding strategies for you?
And one final practical piece of advice from the guide. Before you sign anything, don't just trust the sales pitch.
No. Dig into their case studies. Ask for hard numbers. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, insist on talking to the actual strategy team who will be working on your account day to day.
You want to know you're aligned with the people actually doing the work.
That's how you buy expertise, not just a contract.
Okay, so here is a final provocative thought for you to chew on. The source material makes it clear that search is changing incredibly fast because of AI. The old goal was simple, rank number one in Google. But the new challenge is defining and measuring success when an AI assistant like ChatGPT cites your business instead of a person clicking a link.
Right. How do you track that?
Exactly. If that citation appears instantly in an AI overview, how do you change your model to measure the value of that first citation? How do you attribute revenue that comes from an AI's answer instead of a user's click? That is where this deep dive really continues.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.